Have you ever wondered why those closest to God suffer the most? On this feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we discover that suffering is not a curse, but the very proof of God's love. Stay with me for this powerful reflection.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's reflection may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. It's one of those liturgical days that carries a certain weight, a feast that invites reflection rather than celebration. It takes a bit of courage to see suffering not as a mistake, but as something mysteriously meaningful. I'd like to share with you a reflection by Dom Prosper Geringer, the great French Benedictine who helped restore monastic life after the French Revolution, followed by a commentary from Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira. These reflections resonate deeply with something Padre Pio understood all too well. As he once said, the spiritual life means to agonize. Let's begin with Dom Geringer. He writes, "During the octave of the Nativity, thoughts of suffering do not arise in the mind of the faithful. But if we asked ourselves, what will become of this child? We would have seen that if all nations were one day to call her blessed, Mary would first have to suffer with her son for the salvation of the world. It is God who, in predestinating her to be the mother of his son, indissolubly united her to his life, his mysteries, his suffering, so that she might be, in the work of redemption, his faithful cooperator. Suffering must be something of immense value, for God, who loves his Son infinitely, chose to give him suffering. And since, after his Son, he loves the Blessed Virgin more than any other creature, he willed to give her suffering too, as the richest of gifts. For Mary, suffering was not limited to Calvary. It came with Jesus. For Jesus, wherever he enters, brings his cross with him. He brings it with his thorns and distributes it to all who love him. To grasp the extent and depth of Our Lady's sorrows, we must understand how deeply she loved Jesus. And her love intensified her suffering. Both nature and grace worked together to produce profound impressions in Mary's heart. Nothing is stronger or more urgent than the love that nature gives for a child and the love that grace gives for God." Now I want you to hear Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira's powerful insights. Listen to this. There are so many profound thoughts here, but let us focus on two main ideas. God, loving with infinite love his incarnate Word, our Lord Jesus Christ, and loving, though to a lesser degree, yet above all others, Our Lady, granted to them all the greatest goods. And because of this, he also gave them that immense weight of crosses, symbolized by the number 7. That number always expresses the idea of totality in Scripture. Therefore, the 7 sorrows represent all sorrows, and Our Lady of Sorrows could very well be called Our Lady of All Sorrows, because there was no sorrow she did not know. Because of this, if it is true that all generations will call her blessed, in a lesser but very real way, all generations could also have called her afflicted. And if this is so, then we should better understand that when sorrow enters our lives, it is a sign of God's love, and that until suffering enters our life, we do not yet have all the proofs of God's love. In fact, I would even add, and I will justify this further on, that we do not yet have the main proof of God's love for us. The professor continues, "There are many people whose faces I look at, and in their expressions I see something lacking. They have not yet suffered. There's a missing note of maturity, of stability, of deep understanding, an elevation that only comes to one who has suffered, and suffered much. In someone who has led a life without suffering, this note is missing not only from their face, but far worse, from their soul. We must understand this when setbacks begin to appear, difficulties in our apostolate, misunderstandings among friends, conflicts with superiors, health troubles, financial difficulties, family turmoil. We shouldn't react to these as if they were some monstrous tragedies, as the Hollywood spirit would have us do, as if saying, how could something like this happen? No, sir. It's rather the one who does not suffer who should be asking, how is this happening to me, that I suffer nothing? Because suffering is the norm. The one who God loves, whom Our Lady loves, that one suffers, because God would not deny to His child what He gave so abundantly to the two beings He loved most, our Lord Jesus Christ and His most holy Mother. You understand then, suffering is normal, and you should expect it in your life. Temptations, trials of body or soul, all kinds of hardships. We should ask for relief, yes, but when it does not come, we should bless God and bless Our Lady. St. Louis de Montfort even says that those who do not suffer should make pilgrimages and prayers to ask for suffering, though he adds this should be done only with the approval of a spiritual director, since it's such a serious request. Those who do not suffer are not doing as well as they could be, and sometimes they're doing quite poorly indeed. If there is one thing we can take from today's feast, it's this. Suffering is not a mistake in the spiritual life. It is the spiritual life. Not always, but often. So let's not waste our suffering. Let's not run from the very thing God may be using to sanctify us. Wishing you a blessed feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.